Joshua, how?
Good morning.
Good morning. Watch out, Doug Brown. My Doug. Name is Doug Brown. 我会说一点普通话。
I can speak a little bit Mandarin.
Yeah, 我说的不好。
Not so good.
Mm-hmm. 我有六个孩子。
I have six children.
Mm-hmm. 11 grandsons, grandchildren.
11
grandchildren? 11 grandchildren. How do you say that? Yeah. And 一个太太。
One wife.
One wife. Yes. Very happy to be with you this morning, worshiping the Lord together.
很高兴早上在这里与大家一同敬拜主。
We have a friend in common. 你认识 David Loveland 吗?
我们有一个共同的朋友。 Do you know David Loveland?
Gary Hart? Our friends as well, yes.
我们是共同的朋友。
So let me tell you a little bit about myself.
我给你介绍一点关于我自己。My
family, I just told you about.
刚才说了我的家庭。
I've been a pastor since 1981.
我1991年就开始做牧师。
1981年。
Yeah,
1981年。 Right. And see, I planted two churches.
我设立了两个教会。
And the 3 years ago, I've been focusing as a missionary to the Asia world.
大概三年前我就开始专注亚洲的传道施工。
I just recently came back from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, and from China, mainland China.
我刚刚从台湾、香港和大陆回来。
And I am leaving for China tomorrow for 2 weeks.
明天我要去中国两个星期。
I would ask you for prayer.
希望你们为我祷告。
I will be meeting David Loveland in Hong Kong.
我会在香港遇见David Loveland。
And we'll be doing some leader training in mainland China.
我们也要在大陆做一些领袖的训练。
We've been involved with this for many years now.
我们是一起做这个施工很多年了。
And our heart is to help be a small part of helping to fulfill the Great Commission.
我们的愿望就是在大使命里面有那小小的一份。
And while I'm in Kansas City area, I'm also involved in cross-cultural ministry reaching out to Asians in our city.
在Kansas City的时候，我们也是在这个跨文化的，尤其是亚洲的需要，有一些施工。
And I'm very happy to be with you, worshiping the Lord together with you today.
很高兴今天早上与大家一同敬拜主。
Let's take a moment and pray.
让我们有点祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
thank you for your great love that you have for your sons and your daughters this morning.
感谢你今天在你儿女中的爱。
Thank you that you're here with us and that you have something to say to us and to share with us.
感谢你与我们同在，也要向我们说话。
We want to have a heart like the young boy Samuel.
我们愿意就像那个童子撒母耳一样。
He said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
说主，请说，我在这里静听。
So we ask you to speak to us today as well.
我们祷告，求你向我们今天早上说话。
We give you praise, we worship you, we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们敬拜、赞美、感谢，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Well, today we are going to listen to a conversation between Jesus and Peter.
今天我们要听耶稣和彼得的对话。
And there are three scenes or episodes that we're going to take a look at.
这个对话有三个场景。
And this takes place after Jesus rose from the dead.
这是主从死里复活以后。
In the Gospel of John, John is showing that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰福音的主题，约翰是要说耶稣是神的儿子。
This is the purpose of the book.
这是这本书的目的。
And John says that knowing that Jesus is the Son of God, by believing in Him, you have eternal life.
认识耶稣是神的儿子，信了他，你们就可以得到永生。
And so, chapter 20, the last two verses, this is what John says.
这是在20章最后，约翰所说的。
He says in verse 30 of chapter 20,
在20章30节,
that Jesus did many other signs,
就是在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹,
but I wrote these particular signs so that you would believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是这些是要叫你们相信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
And that by believing in Jesus, you have eternal life.
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
The book could have ended right here at this chapter.
这本书好像就可以停在这里。
But there's one more chapter.
但又有一章。
And my question is, why?
我的问题就是为什么？
Why chapter 21?
为什么有21章?
He fulfilled the purpose of the book in chapter 1 through 20.
好像1到20章那个主题已经结束了。
But there's more to discover.
但是还有更多的发现。
I could have titled this message today, Now What?
也许我今天的题目要说现在该做什么。
But I titled it One-on-One with Jesus.
但我的最后的题目是说与主面对面。
Because we follow a conversation that Jesus has especially with Peter.
因为我们要看主与彼得特别的一个谈话。
So the first scene that we have is Peter says, I'm going to go fishing.
第一个场景就是彼得说我打鱼去。
Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣要门徒在耶路撒冷等候只等到得着圣灵。
So the disciples are waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, not knowing what to do.
他们不知道做什么。
Wondering, what should we do now?
他们就在那猜测我们该干什么呢？
So Peter says, I've got to do something.
彼得说我总得干点什么。
I'm going to go fishing.
我就去打鱼了。
Anybody here fish?
这里有没有钓鱼的？
Yeah, I've tried to fish.
我也试着钓鱼。
I'm not a very good fisherman.
不过我钓鱼 不够好。
My grandparents sent my brother and me to a fishing camp for a full week.
我的祖父把我和我兄弟送到一个钓鱼的训练营一个星期。
And you know how many fish we caught?
你知道我们抓了多少条鱼？
My brother, that's right, he caught zero.
我的兄弟他一条也没抓到。
All week long we fished.
整个一周我们钓鱼一条也没有。
And I caught one fish.
我抓到了一条。
And it wasn't, you couldn't even eat the fish. I had to throw it back.
这条鱼只有一条你还不能吃你要把它扔回去。
I don't care for fishing very much.
所以我就对钓鱼没那么多兴趣。
7 of the disciples went fishing.
7个门徒去钓鱼捕鱼。
They fished all night long.
他们整夜打鱼。
And how many fish did they catch?
他们打到了多少？
Not one.
也是一无所获。
Not one. And then, it's early morning, and Jesus is on the beach, on the shore, and he tells the disciples to throw the net on the other side of the boat.
早清晨的时候，耶稣在海边行走，然后他们在往船的那边撒网。
And all of a sudden, they caught a large catch of fish.
突然他们就打到了那么多的鱼。
153 of them.
153条。
They counted all the fish.
他们真的数了。
Oh, this is amazing.
太奇妙了。
They've never caught so many fish before.
他们从来没有打到这么多的鱼。
And does this remind you of a story that happened earlier in Peter's life?
这有没有让你想起在早年在彼得身上发生的事？
Very similar story.
很像的。
In Luke chapter 5,
在路加福音第五章，
Peter's fishing.
彼得也在打鱼。
All night.
也是整夜打。
No fish.
没有鱼。
Jesus tells Peter to throw the net on the different side of the boat.
耶稣要彼得在船的另一边下网。
And Peter said, I'm a fisherman. Jesus, you're a preacher.
彼得说我是渔夫，主你是布道的。
What do you know about fishing?
关于捕鱼你知道什
么？ I'm the expert.
我是专家。
But because you said so,
但因为你如此说，
we're tired, we've been up all night, but we'll throw the nets back out.
我们也累了，虽然整夜打鱼很累了，但是你说了我就下网。
And do you remember?
你还记得吗？
Caught a lot of fish.
他们抓到了很多鱼。
Now, a few years later.
现在过了几年。
Very similar situation.
很像的情形。
And Jesus tells Peter to throw the net on the right side of the boat.
耶稣要彼得在右边下网。
And they also catch a large number of fish.
他们抓到了许多鱼。
So there's a lesson here.
这 有一个功课。
What lesson can we learn from this scene, this story?
从这个故事、这个场景，我们可以学什么呢？
Here's one lesson.
这里有一个。
Peter learned to listen to the directions of Jesus very early on in his discipleship.
彼得在他早年的门徒的生活里，他就学了要听主的带领。这个方向。
At the beginning of his relationship with Jesus, Peter learned to listen to Jesus.
在他跟主关系刚刚开始的时候，他就学到说要听耶稣。
The lesson for us is to continue to listen to Jesus after we've known him for many years.
我们所要学的就是听了他很多年之后，我们仍然要听主的声音。
You may have known the Lord for many, many years.
你可能认识主很多年了。
Jesus is still talking.
耶稣仍然说话。
And he still knows what he's talking about.
他仍然知道他说的是什么。
You may be a busy fisherman.
你也是一个忙碌的渔夫。
And you and I are trying to take matters in our own hands, trying to make plans and be successful.
也许我们就要把事情抓在自己手里，我们要计划，我们要成功。
And sometimes we neglect listening to the guidance and directions of our Lord and Savior.
很多时候我们就忽略了来听主的带领。
Jesus is not a fisherman.
耶稣不是渔夫。
He was a carpenter.
他是个木匠。
But Jesus is more than a carpenter.
但是耶稣不仅仅是个木匠。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is God incarnate.
他是神道成肉身。
He knows all things.
他知道万事。
And he's teaching Peter that you still need to listen to me, even though you've known me for many years.
他来帮助彼得说，你仍然需要听我。虽然经过了这么多年，你好像知道。
Our life begins in a relationship with Jesus, and it continues in a relationship with Jesus.
我们生命的开始就是从与主的关系而开始。当然，我们要继续它。
The book of Colossians in chapter 2,
哥罗西书第二章
7,
第六节第七节。
Says this, Colossians 2, 6 and 7.
加拉太书第二章第六节第七节。
Therefore, as you have received Jesus Christ, so walk in him.
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Rooted and built up in him.
在他里面生根建造。
Established in the faith,
信心坚固
just as you were taught,
正如你们所领的教训
and abounding with thanksgiving,
感谢的心也增长
We begin our relationship with Jesus when we come to know Him as Lord and Savior.
我们当我们认识主耶稣基督，接受他做我们的主和救主
and we listen to Him,
我们就听他
and now we continue to walk with Him and live with Him, and we still listen to Him.
现在我们与主同行，我们继续的听他。
One of the marks of a disciple of Jesus is that we will listen to him on a daily basis.
主门徒的一个印记就是说，我们要天天的听他。
Isaiah chapter 50,
以赛亚五十章
the prophet says, He awakens me morning by morning and gives me an ear of a disciple.
那里说主每天早上唤醒我，给我受教者的耳朵。
And so Jesus is teaching that we must have a continual dependence upon him on a daily basis.
所以耶稣教导我们就是要不断的依靠他。
This is one of the lessons the Lord was reminding me just as I was recently in Asia.
这也是主提醒我的功课，就是我在亚洲的时候。
I know that I cannot do this mission or live my life on my own strength or my own ability.But I must learn to depend upon Him.
我知道我不能凭着我自己来进行这个事工或者过这个生活，我必须依靠主。
You remember when Jesus talked to the disciples in the Gospel of John, and He says, "Abide in Me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit."
我们记得主在约翰福音对他们说：“你们要住在我里面，我也在您里面，你们就能结果子。”
Apart from Me.You can do nothing.
你们离了我，你们就不能做什么。
This is what Jesus is teaching us today.
今天主仍然这样教训我们。
To rely on Him, even today.
今天仍然是你的。
With all of our family, our pressures, our business, our pressures at work, to rely on Him.
在我们家庭工作的压力这样的事上都依靠他。
Our human tendency, our human nature, we tend to be independent. We try to take matters in our own hands.
人的倾向就是要独立，要自立，要把事情抓在自己手里。
And this was one of the issues that the Galatians had that we just read about in the book of Galatians.
也就是我们读的哥罗西书当中哥罗西教会的问题。
They were trying to complete their journey and their walk with the Lord by their own ability, their own strength, their own.
他们要把与主同行啊，来完成这个，是靠着他们自己的能力。
Our salvation is like marriage.
我们这个救恩就好像婚姻一样。
Friday night, I did a wedding.
星期五晚上啊，我只是一个婚礼。
The man and the woman became husband and wife.
这位男士女士他们成为丈夫和妻子。
Now that they're husband and wife, do they live separately?
他们成为了丈夫和妻子，然后他们就分开过吗
？Yes or no?
Of course, 是还是不是？当然不是。
Of course not. Now they're husband and wife, they live together in the same home, the same house.
丈夫和妻子他们就住在同一个家里。
And so it is with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个主耶稣的福音也是这样。
We don't believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, to receive salvation and then go do our own thing.
我们不是听了这个福音，主的福音，然后我们就去做自己的事。
We have come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior so that we can enjoy relationship with Him, fellowship with Him.All the days of our life.
我们接受了耶稣做我们的主和救主，就是为了享受跟他的关系，跟他交通。
And that will take place forever and ever.
这是一个不断继续的过程。
To know God.
认识神。
To enjoy God.
享受神。
To honor and to worship Him.
荣耀敬拜他。
Jesus did not call you.Into religion of rituals and rules.
耶稣并不是召我们进入一个宗教的仪式。
He called you into relationship with Himself, with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit.
他召我们乃是进入一个关系，跟父、跟子、跟圣灵。
So I want to give you two sentences in English.
我要说两句。
I'm going to change one word, one small little word in the English language.
在英文里我要改动一点点。
And I want to ask you, is there a difference in the meaning of these two sentences?
这两句话你们来看一看有没有意思有没有不同。
Here's the first sentence.
第一句话。
We live for the Lord.
我们为着主而活。
We live for the Lord.
我们为主而活。
Second sentence.We live with the Lord.
我们与主同活。
We live with the Lord.
与主同活。
I changed one little word.
只改了一个字。
Is there a difference between those two sentences?
有不一样吗？
你明白吗？ Is there a difference between sentence one and sentence two?
这两句话有不一样吗？
We live for the Lord.
为主活。
We live with the Lord.
与主一同活。
This is a small little word change, but a huge difference in the meaning of the sentence.
看起来改了一点点字，但是含义是根本不同。
The first sentence has to do with purpose.
第一个乃是我们的目的。
And the second sentence has to do with how we carry out that purpose.
像第二句话乃是说我们如何达成那个目的。
And this is something that I have struggled with.
这是我常常挣扎的地方。
I became a Christian back in 1975.
我1975年就成为基督徒。
I was a college student.
我是大学生。
At the Ohio State University.
在 Ohio State.
Ohio State. 你知道？
州立大学 ，Ohio 州立大学。
And so I wanted to live my life for the Lord.
我愿意。整个一生为主而活。
And so I'm doing all these things for God.
我就做一切都是为着主。
And I said, God, look what I'm doing for you.
我就对他说，主你看我做了这么多。
And I got tired, I got a lot felt a lot of pressure, and I wasn't doing very well.
我很累, 我有很多压力, 我做得不好。
And I discovered the truth of the second sentence.
后来我就发现了第二句里面的真理。
Abide in me.
住在我里面,
I in you.
我也在你里面,
and you will bear much fruit.
你们就结果子,
remain in me.
住在我里面,
to live with the Lord
与主同伙,
is how we can live for the Lord. So it's a relationship. Relying on him every day. And even though Peter is a very good fisherman, apart from Christ, he can catch no fish.
在主以外,
but in relationship with the Lord,
在与主的关系里面,
Peter catches many fish. Lesson number one.
第一个,
is to continue into a dependent relationship with Jesus, the Son of God. So I have a short little statement. We live for the Lord by living with the Lord. Can you say that with me? We live for the Lord by living with the Lord. Say that one more time. We live for the Lord by living with the Lord in relationship with Him. This is the essence of the Christian life. So let's go to scene number two. It's not around fishing, it's around breakfast.
不是打鱼了，是早餐。
So Jesus is on the shore, he already has a charcoal fire.
主耶稣在海边,
and he has fish. Where did he get his fish?
他的鱼哪来的?
Where those fish come from? So Jesus says, bring some of your fish and let's have breakfast.
耶稣说你们把鱼拿过来，我们一起来吃早餐。
And then around after breakfast,
早餐以后,
Jesus has a conversation with Peter.
耶稣和彼得就有一个对答。
I'm sure during this breakfast, it was probably a difficult breakfast to have with Jesus, at least for Peter.
我相信对彼得来说，这个与主的早餐不容易。
Why do you think it might have been difficult for Peter to have breakfast with Jesus?
为什么说他跟主一起吃早餐不容易?
Because Peter had denied Jesus three times.
因为彼得曾经三次否认主。
And that's a memory that was burned inside of him.
这是一个印在他心中的。
So there's this huge issue.
所以他这是一个大问题。
Around the breakfast, they didn't talk about it.
在早餐的时候他们不会说这个话题。
But Jesus very carefully and tenderly brings us to his memory, his remembrance.
但是耶稣非常的温柔地把他带到那个记忆当中。
How did he do it?
耶稣是怎么做的呢?
He asked, do you love me?
他问彼得说,
do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
I'm not quite sure what more than the these refers to.
我不是那么确定这里说这些是指的什么?
Maybe it's the fish.
这些是鱼,
or it's the other disciples.
其他的门徒,
I'm not really sure.
我不确定,
maybe you know.
也许你知道,
I don't know if it really matters if it's the fish or the disciples.
也许是鱼还是指的门徒并不是那么重要。
Jesus is interested in, do you love me more?
耶稣所要问的是说,
and you fill in the blank.
你爱我比, 这里有个空白,
do you love me more? Do you love me more than money?
你爱我比钱更多,
do you love me more than your family?
你的家庭更多吗?
Do you love me more than you love yourself?
比你自己更多吗?
Those are all good things.
都是好的。
Money's good, family's good, your own life is good.
金钱家庭,
but good things, if they become ultimate things, they become bad things. Because they're idols. And Jesus wants to know, he has one question to ask Peter. One question. Do you love me more than me?
你是学生吗?
And how many times did Jesus ask Peter this question?
你问了几次?
3 times. Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
你的三次否认子。
So when Jesus asked Peter the 3rd time, do you love me, Peter hurt.
当耶稣问彼得第三次你爱我吗? 彼得里面感到了痛。
I think he reminded of the 3 times that he denied.
他想起了他三次否认子。
But did you notice where this scene takes place?
那你记得这个对话是在哪里发生的?
It's on the beach.
是在海边。
With a charcoal fire.
在炭火旁边。
John says, it's around a charcoal fire with fish.
约翰说是在炭火的旁边有鱼。
Did you know that John refers to a charcoal fire earlier in the Gospel of John?
叫约翰福音里，约翰有一次也说到炭火。
Where was that charcoal fire?
那个炭火在哪里?
It's where Peter denies Jesus 3 times.
当彼得否认主的时候，那里也有炭火。
It says in John 18:18 that Peter denied the Lord, and it was around a charcoal fire.
在约翰福音18章18节那里说到，彼得否认主的时候，那里也有炭火。
Charcoal fire in Jesus' day was very common. That's how they cooked their meals.
在那个时代，炭火是很普遍的，他们用这个来烧饭。
So what do you think Peter thought of every time he was around a charcoal fire?
所以你可以想象彼得每一次当他到炭火的旁边，他会想起什么。
Every time Peter would come around a charcoal fire, he probably remembered how he denied the Savior 3 times.
每次当他到炭火旁，他就会想起他三次的否认。So
notice how Jesus gives Peter a new memory.
彼得要给彼得一个新的记忆。
He asked Peter around the charcoal fire, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?
他在炭火的旁边，他三次的问彼得，你爱我吗？
In front of the other disciples.
在其他的门徒的面前。
So I believe what Jesus is doing, he's helping to restore Peter and the guilt and the shame that he has in his heart.
他要把彼得里面的羞耻和那个内疚拿掉。
Have you ever been convicted in your heart or have shame in your heart for things that you have said or things that you have done?
你曾经有这样的事吗? 就是你为自己所做的事情而感到羞耻。
Things like jealousy
尤其是嫉妒,
or hatred
或者是仇恨,
or pride
或者是骄傲,
selfishness
自私,
these things that are part of our human nature.
这是在人性里面的东西。
I have many times experienced these things in my inside.
我自己很多次的经历在我里面这些东西。
And sometimes I wondered if God has had enough of my selfishness and He's ready to move on and put me away.
有时候我会怀疑说，主会不会受不了我的自私了，他就越过我。
But then he reminds me of this story.
然后主就提醒我这个故事,
Around breakfast,
这个早餐的故事,
Jesus has a conversation with Peter.
耶稣与彼得对话,
and reminds me of the truth of the gospel.
让我想起这个福音的真理,
the gospel message is this.
福音的信息是,
God doesn't love me, God doesn't love you because you are good.
不是爱我们，爱我们不是因为我们好。
But God makes me good, makes you good because He loves us.
而是因为他爱我们，他要把我们变得好。
He doesn't love me because I am good. He makes me good because He loves me.
他不是因为我们好而爱我们，而是因为爱我们要把我们变得好。
Did you say amen to that? What a wonderful revolutionary message we have for this world, the gospel.
这个福音给了世界怎样的启示?
Peter, Jesus asked him 1 question 3 times.
主耶稣这一个问题问了彼得三次。
Jesus is asking us the very same question.
耶稣就同一个问题也问我,
You really love me?
你真的爱我吗?
Then take care of my people.
喂养我的小羊,
Do you really love me?
你真的爱我吗?
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊,
Do you really love me?
你真的爱我吗?
Yes, Lord, you know all things. I love you.
是的主,你知道一切,
There's a lot more that we could share about this story.
关于这故事我们可以讲很多,
but we don't have the time to do it this morning.
那我们早上没什么多时间,
so I just want you to remember Jesus asking you one question today.
就希望你记得说主问我们这个问题,
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
That's all he needs to hear from you.
这就是他要问我们,
you say, Yes, Lord, I love you.
说主啊, 是的我爱你。
And Jesus not only has saved you, but he restores you, and he renews you, and he transforms you.
耶稣不光是拯救我们,祂恢复我们,更新我们。
So what shame or what guilt has been burned into your inside, into your memory, that keeps you from being free in the Lord?
所以在我们的记忆深处有怎样的这些的羞耻的印记在那里影响我们跟主的关系?
Would you ask Jesus today to give you a new memory with that shame?
你今天会不会求主,让主给我们一个新的记忆,把那个羞耻拿起?
Would you ask Jesus before you go to sleep, Lord, you know all things, and you know this situation in my life. Would you please give me a new memory?
你会不会今天晚上睡觉之前跟主说,主,你知道这一切,你
I wonder what happened with Peter every time he saw a charcoal fire from since this conversation.
我在想彼得今后他每一次来到炭火边,
Do you think that when he saw a charcoal fire, he remembered how he denied Jesus three times and that was it?
你觉得说他就像他怎么样三次不认主吗?
The charcoal fire probably caused him to remember when he denied the Savior. It's probably true.
也是的,这个炭火会叫他想起他否认过主。
But he also had now a new memory to remember how Jesus restored him and said, I will use you again.
他也会想起主怎样的恢复他,并且对他说,我要使用你。
And it wasn't many days later that Peter, in Jerusalem, is preaching the gospel to the crowds.
不久,彼得就在耶路撒冷向着群众传道。
And what was the result?
后来结果怎么样?
He caught many fish.
他抓到了很多鱼。
3,000 souls were saved that day.
有3,000人得救。
Or, and baptized, right?
并且受,
He caught many fish.
他抓到了很多,
he listened to Jesus.
他听主,
Second lesson.
第二个功课,
is to love Jesus more than anything else.
爱主胜过一切,
because Jesus is the Son of God.
因为耶稣是神的儿子,
what are we due to do now?
我们该做什么?
We are to listen to him.
要听他,
we are to live with him.
要与他同活,
we are to love him.
爱他,
and then there's one more scene.
还有一个场景,
so before we go on to the last scene,
在我们说他以前,
here's a question for you.
有个问题,
when was the last time that you had breakfast with Jesus?
你最后一次跟主在一起吃早餐是什么?
Just you and him.
只有你跟他,
and you talked about the issues that are in your life.
你跟他说在你生命当中的问题,
let's go to the scene number 3.
然后我们来讲第三个,
and this is in verse 18 through 22. And so Jesus tells Peter what's going to happen in his life in the future.
耶稣告诉彼得在他生命当中将要发生的事。
And he says, you used to walk around and walk about, but later in life you're going to be bound, you're going to your life is going to be taken away from you.
年少的时候自己束上带子任意往来,但年老的时候你要伸出手来,别人要把你束上,带你到不能去。
And he encourages Peter with these two words, follow me.
And 他鼓励彼得的就是说跟从我。
Don't look at all the circumstances in your world. Follow me.
不要看周围所发生的一切，跟从我。
Don't be overwhelmed by worry or fear. Follow me.
不要让这些忧愁恐惧啊胜过你，跟从我。
Peter heard these words from Jesus before.
以前彼得也听过。
When Peter first was introduced to Jesus, when he was fishing, Jesus said, follow me.
当彼得出去遇见主的时候，主也是这样跟他说，跟从我。
Now years later, Jesus says the same thing.
过了这么些年，主仍然跟彼得这样说，跟从我。
In other words, the primary focus of a Christian's life is to keep their eyes on Jesus and to follow him.
也就是说，基督徒生活的重心就是定睛仰望耶稣，跟从他。
We can get distracted by so many things in our world.
世界上周围的一切都叫我们不能够关注。
We can be worried by so many things in our country and where our country is headed.
我们可以为很多事焦虑，比方我们的国家往何处去。
But we keep our eyes on Jesus.
但是我们要定睛仰望耶稣。
And follow him.
跟从他。
There's an old hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
有一首老的诗歌叫转眼仰望耶稣。
You know that?
Yes.
Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.Look full in his wonderful face.
仰望他的慈容。
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light and glory of his grace.
世上一切在主的荣光中都要成为虚空。
Amen. Follow Jesus.
跟从耶稣。
To follow Jesus, we must listen to him.
要跟从耶稣，我们先要听他。
To follow Jesus, we must be living with him.
要跟从耶稣，我们要与他同
行。To follow Jesus, we say we love him.
要跟从耶稣，我们要爱他。
And so Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说，跟从我。
Peter says, well, what about this other disciple whom you love? Speaking of the disciple of John. What about him?
彼得指着那个主所爱的门徒说，这人将来如何？
And Jesus says, well, what is that to you? You follow me.
主说，这个与你何干？你跟从我吧。
In other words, don't compare yourself to other Christians.
意思就是说，不要把你自己跟别的基督徒来比。
I have a purpose and plan for his life.
对于他，我也有一个计划和目的。
But I have a purpose and plan for your life.
但是我有，对于你，我有一个计划和目的。
Don't follow, as a church, don't follow other churches. You follow me.
对教会来说，你不用跟从别的教会，你跟从的是我。
I don't mean to say that we can't learn from other churches.
我并不是说我们不能从别的教会来学到东西。
But we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to other churches.
但是我们不应该做彼此的比较。
We listen to Jesus and we follow him.
我们所听的乃是耶稣，我们也跟从他。
Because this church
因为这个教会
is his church.
是他的教会。
And Jesus ultimately has only one church.
主耶稣终极的就是有这一个教会。
With many expressions around the world.
在地上有许多的表现。
And Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说跟从我。
When Peter first met Jesus, the first time that Peter met Jesus, Jesus said these words to Peter.
当彼得初遇耶稣的时候，耶稣就跟他这样说。
He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
主耶稣说，跟从我，我要叫你得人如鱼。
Peter is a fisherman.
彼得是渔夫。
And he says, Jesus says to Peter, if you follow me, you won't be catching fish anymore, you'll be catching people, men and women.For the kingdom of God.
所以他说，你跟从我，你得到的不只是鱼，你所得到的乃是人。
In other words, if we are truly following Jesus, Jesus will use us to influence men and women for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
若是我们真的跟从主，主会使用我们来影响我们周围的人，为着神国的人。
So here are two thoughts about following Jesus.
就关于跟随主。有两件事。
My first thought is in following Jesus. Who am I influencing for the gospel?
为了福音我要影响谁?
Who are my unsaved family members or unsaved friends in my life?
我的家人朋友当中谁是还没有得救的?
How about unsaved colleagues at work?
谁是还没有得救的同事?
Or do I have any unsaved friends in my neighborhood, in my community?
在我朋友当中,
My wife and I take Chinese language lessons on Saturday morning. Gary Hart actually helped us with our Chinese second language training.
Gary Hart, 他教过我们一点中文.
And so I have a Chinese teacher, Zhongwen Laoshi, and my wife also. They're both from China, and they're husband and wife. And we're good friends. And though the survival language class is no longer happening with Gary Hart, we still continue to meet
them.
And so our two friends, we love them very much. But they're not Christians yet. But I put them on my prayer list to pray for them by name and asking God for their salvation. And that we would have the privilege of sharing our salvation story with them and Jesus' story, the gospel. So we've been sharing with our friends little by little. And they do not know the Lord yet. They may never end up knowing the Lord. But we continue to be friends. And we're trying to see them become followers of Christ. I'd like to ask you to think about some people in your lives that do not know Christ. Write their names down on a piece of paper. And to begin praying for them regularly, if not daily. And ask the Holy Spirit to open their heart. To grant them repentance. And that the Lord might give you the privilege of helping them to come to know Him as the Son of God. Follow me, Jesus said.
也是说跟从我,
I will make you fishers of men. Peter was just a small fisherman. But Peter was used mightily of God for the kingdom. I and you, we may all be small in this world. But we are not insignificant in the kingdom of God. Follow me, Jesus said. My second thought about following Him. Is that to follow Jesus means that I am all in with Jesus. All in. I don't have one foot in the world over here. And I have one foot with Jesus going over here. I'm going to disappear, by the way. So the world's going that direction. And Jesus and the kingdom of God going that direction. And as a person, if I'm living for the world and for Jesus, what's going to happen to me? Pain.
It's going
to be pain. Ouch. To be a follower of Jesus. We no longer belong to the world. We belong to God. You are his son and you are his daughter. Amen. Jesus said in his prayer in John 17 that we are no longer of the world. But Jesus has left us in this world. And he prays. He says, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world. I pray that you keep them from the evil one. We have a mission in this world. And all of us together, as his disciples, his followers, because he's the Son of God, we are to listen to him. We are to live with him. We are to love him above all else. And we are to follow him. And this is the essence of our Christian life. And he has a mission for us. To be involved in reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kansas City is our mission field. And all the other nations. And Jesus said that the gospel of this kingdom must be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. So what does it mean to follow him? It means that we're no longer living for the world, but we're living with and for God. I'm all in. There's an Old Testament picture of what it means to be all in. You'll find this in Leviticus chapter 8 and verse 23. You may want to write that verse reference down. I'll refer to the verse. God instructed Moses to take the blood of an animal and to touch Aaron's right earlobe. And his right thumb. And his right big toe.
还有右脚的大脚趾。Ear. 耳朵,
thumb.
拇指,
and big toe on the right foot.
小拇指。
Why?
为什么?
Because Aaron was he's the high priest, and he's being set apart from the things of the world to the things of God. From head to toe. All in. From his ear, I'm going to listen to what God has to say. My ears are set apart to listen to the word of God. My hands are set apart, not for selfish living, but to serve others and to give life to others. And my feet are set apart to live and walk in obedience to what God says. And we follow him. That's what a disciple means, to be a follower. So, the lessons that we learn from these three scenes in chapter 21 today. Jesus is the Son of God. He gives eternal life. Now what? We listen to him. We live with him. We love him. And we follow him. Lord Jesus, we bow our hearts before you this morning. We thank you for the Father's love. We thank you for your love.
感谢你的爱。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit loves us as well.
感谢圣灵爱我们。
We want to learn to help. We want to listen to you.
我们要来听你。
And to learn to be more dependent upon you.
我们要依靠你。
May we learn to live with you in relationship and not take matters in our own hands.
让我们学会在我们生命的关系来依靠你，而不是靠我们自己。
You've given us a lot of good things in our lives to enjoy.
你赐给我们生命里许多美好的东西来享受。
And we thank you for that.
我们献上感谢。
Help us not to turn those good things into ultimate things.
帮助我们不要把这些事看成是终极的事。
You're asking us this morning.
你早上来问我们。
Do you love me?
你爱我们。
And Lord Jesus, together we say, yes.
主啊，我们一起说，是的，主。
We love you.
我们爱你。
我们爱你。We love you, Lord.
我们爱你。
And because we love you,
我们爱你。
We want to follow you.
我们要跟随你。
No matter what happens in our journey, in our life,
不管我们旅途中遇见什么事，
the good times and even the hard times,
有好的时候，坏的时候，
we are yours.
我们都属于你。
We want to be all in.
我们要全心的给你。
From our head,
从头
to our hands,
到手
and to our feet,
到脚
we are yours.
我们都属于你。
Ask you for your blessing on this church, this body of believers that belong to you.
请你祝福这个教会，你身体上的肢体。
Fill them with your love.
使你的爱充满他们。
May they experience your grace.
经历你的恩典
and fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是美好的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.